Cassandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
From Ryan Coogler.
I seen me die ways I ain't even know was possible.
Yeah. Director of Black Panther and Creed.
With all the things that I see, I ain't ever seen no demons till now.
Comes his next unmissable cinematic event.
Careful, boy. You're gonna bite off more than you can chew.
Starring Michael B. Jordan.
What the hell going on?
This April, the night belongs.
Admit to it.
Admit to what?
To the sinners.
That you dead.
Sinners. In cinemas Friday. Book tickets now.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, staff at British Steel face a race against time to avert the permanent shutdown of the company's plant in Scunthorpe. They're working with civil servants to source raw materials to keep the site's blast furnaces burning. An emergency law was passed on Saturday to get the government control of the plant. Former business secretary under Gordon Brown, Lord Hutton, has told Classic FM that British Steel will probably be nationalised down the line.
This is a stopgap measure. It prevented the owners of Scunthorpe from closing the steelworks. That's clearly what they were going to do. And we couldn't allow that. I mean, it's not just about the jobs in Scunthorpe, crucial though they are. It's also a proper issue of national security. And national security is not just about military strategy. It's about our core foundation industries, without which we rely on the supply of foreign countries. And steel is in that category.
A report found the response by police forces to last summer's riots was entirely appropriate. Disorder broke out after the murder of three girls at a dance class in Southport in July. The Home Affairs Committee says there was no evidence of so-called two-tier policing in officers' handling of the violence. Bin workers in Birmingham are to vote on a partial deal aimed at resolving their long-running pay dispute. There's been no regular bin collections since early March in the city. Residents say Unite's indefinite strike has created a city-wide rat infestation and public health emergency. Rory McIlroy has won the Masters golf title for the first time. The Northern Irishman is only the sixth player to win a career Grand Slam of all four major tournaments. And Katy Perry will blast off into space later as part of an all-women mission, the first of its kind since the 1960s. The flight to the edges of space on Blue Origin's new Shepard rocket will take just over 10 minutes. In the city, the FTSE 100 will reopen later at 79.64. It closed up 50 on Friday. The pound buys $1.30 and a euro 15. A look at the weather. Outbreaks of rain for most today. Some sunny spells in the southeast. Highs of 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, apparently it's all about those space suits, according to one of the papers. But let's take a morning flight of our own with wonderful music now, shall we? It's Lucy Coward here. A very merry Monday.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Le Roi from Bizet's Songs of the Rhine, performed by Jean-Marc Louis Sada. And we heard the English Baroque soloists under John Elliott Gardiner perform the second movement of J.S. Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 3, or air on the G string before that. And so, let's go. Monday, April is in full swing. It's the 14th already, and it's going to be great. Come on, especially if we're together. I'm Lucy Coward. Welcome to Early Breakfast here on Classic FM. Thank you. Libor Peshek conducting the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra as they played the third movement of Dvorak's Symphony No. 8. Just around 12 minutes until Dan Walker is here with Classic FM Breakfast with a blue hedgehog on the school run. I've got some ideas about that. I bet you have too. Dan will be putting his sun hat on with music linked to the Greek island of Kefalonia. Gorgeous place, one of the most beautiful little harbours I have ever seen. Plus, we'll be meeting two rescues called Peg and Dot on Dan Walker's Dog Walker just before 7. So it's all go as usual. To get us there then, I've got your latest travel news in just a moment. And we'll stop by the carnival.
Classic FM.
That was the garage, and it's going to take a bit more than we thought to get the car back on the road.
Well, all the more reason to get this box off to Vintage Cash Cow then, eh?
Who knows about these spoons?
At Vintage Cash Cow, we've helped thousands of people sell their old and unwanted items in one easy go.
That was Vintage Cash Cow on the phone. That bracelet was gold, you know.
Ah, good to get the old girl back on the road.
Text Vintage to 60777 to get your free postage pack.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now afternoon tea.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's Pro Plan Pet Food. The high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets. With leading-edge science that supports healthy joints. And promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
I'm Dr. Andrew Darwood from the Darwood & Tanner Dental Practice. For over 30 years now, with co-founder Dr. Susan Tanner, we've assembled a dedicated and caring multidisciplinary team of dental experts who are at the forefront of their field, all with just one purpose in mind, creating the most comprehensive, tailored and complete dental implant treatments to keep you smiling.
For more on dental implants and our full range of treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Global Player.
Find thousands of brilliant podcasts like Blummin' Legends with Johnny Vaughan.
Each week we tell you all about a Blummin' Legend. So these people could be explorers, hunters, musicians, everything in between. We fill you in on the history, give you some of the facts, and hopefully entertain you in the process.
And find brilliant live playlists like Classic FM Revision. The perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
This is Classic FM with the latest travel news, next.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF, change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Classic FM Travel.
In Cheshire, the M6 is closed northbound between Junction 22, Newton and Willows, and Junction 23, East Lancs Road, because a lorry was on fire earlier. In Essex, one lane is closed on the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 26, Waltham Abbey, because there's a load of debris across the road. In Hampshire, the A27 is closed both ways between Havant and the Fishbourne roundabout in Chichester, because a load of cooking oil has been spilled across the road. On the trains, cross-country Northern and Trans-Pennine Express services aren't running between Sheffield and Doncaster. All train services services via Leeds are delayed because of an investigation. Great Western Railway services aren't running between Maidenhead and Marlow because of engineering works. And South Western Railway is running a reduced service between Guildford and Farnham because of a shortage of staff.
Classic FM.
Jacqueline Dupre and Ossian Ellis performing The Swan from the Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns on Classic FM.
Thank you.
The second movement of Albinoni's Oboe Concerto in D minor number 2, Chris Hooker, the soloist with the City of London Sinfonia. On Classic FM, where Early Breakfast with me, Lucy Coward, will return tomorrow morning from 4, and you should too. See what you have a great time in the early hours. Until then, have a brilliant Monday. Next, Dan Walker is here with Classic FM Breakfast.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good morning and an incredibly warm welcome to Classic FM Breakfast. I hope you're set up for a decent day. Settle in. We have the music sorted.
Classic FM. Thank you.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Adventure and luxury seamlessly combined.
Classic FM.
Pelagia's song from Stephen Warbeck's score to Captain Corelli's Mandolin. And that was Nick Ingham playing for us there. And before that, we had Daniel Barenboim with Chopin's Nocturne in E-flat. Lovely to be back with you on Classic FM Breakfast, nearly 20 to 7. I hope you had a great weekend. This is Dan Walker with you until 10 o'clock today. Packing your Monday full of the best music. If you'd like to get in contact today, 6-18-12. Maybe you'd like to talk about the golf. I stayed up far too late watching Rory McIlroy win the Masters, but what a moment. I'm not sure my wife shared my enthusiasm. At about midnight, she turned to me and said, "What is the point of this? Someone nearly wins and then someone else wins. It's the same every year." I think you've missed the point, but it was amazing. But it's not going to be all golf this morning. We've got some brilliant music to play you. Let me know a bit about your weekend. How is your Monday looking? That kind of thing. And we'll be dog walking very soon after two J's, Johan and Joaquin.
Music for spring.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Milos Karadelic alongside the London Philharmonic Orchestra with the first movement of Rodrigo's Concerto de Aranjuez. And before that, the second movement of Bach's Sinfonia Concertante in C. Frank de Browner, Simon Standage, Rachel Brown and the Academy of Ancient Music. It's fast approaching 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. Steve is listening today. Morning, Steve. He says the Tonbridge Juddians got promoted in rugby over the weekend. A great few days, he says. Anything else happened to you and yours over the weekend to rival Rory McIlroy's success at the Masters in the golf? Do let me know. 6:18:12. It's lovely to see the sun today, isn't it? Hopefully you have got a good view of it this morning as you draw back the curtains. It's a perfectly crisp April morning. Good one to be walking the dog. Shall we meet Dan Walker's dog walker? It's Sarah in Staffordshire. Might be a Sarah. There's no H on the end. Her husband, Jamie, and their two pooches, Peg and Dot. Now, both are rescues from Helen's House of Hope. Dot and Peg have the best walks, they say. They love chasing one another, and Peg loves jumping in the water. Dot is not very keen on that, but is getting braver and following her crazy sister. Walks are always an adventure, and they both love a visit to the beach. Who doesn't? Sarah and Jamie, Peg and Dot, you're in the club. Brahms's Hungarian Dance number 7 on Classic FM Breakfast. That was Ivan Fischer with the Budapest Festival Orchestra. Played that for my dog walkers, Sarah and Jamie, and their two rescues, Dot and Peg. You can join them in the club if you let me know a bit about yourself and your four-legged friend or friends. 6:18:12 is the normal number. And you can also send us a message at classicfm.com. And we do like a picture. I'll put one up of Dot and Peg on my Instagram a little bit later on this morning. We'll be talking space, the right type of chocolate to eat over Easter, and why music at work is the way forward. After the news, with Dominic Ellis.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. See mighty polar bears in Svalbard, their Arctic kingdom.
Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Abrahams, Principal Cosmetic Dentist at Smarmore Dental Care St. John's Wood. I refer my implant patients to Darwin and Tanner and consider them to be an extension of my fabulous team. I trust the team at Darwin and Tanner to help me give my patients the smile they've always wanted.
A team of dental experts second to none, armed with the very latest in dental implant knowledge, technology, and techniques. Visit darwinandtanner.co.uk.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK, retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
The following reading is brought to you by Coca-Cola.
The Shining by Stephen King, page 54. Most of what she believed centered around her love for Jack. She had never stopped loving him, except maybe that dark period immediately following Danny's accident. And she loved her son. Most of all, she loved them together, walking or riding or only sitting. Jack's large head and Danny's small one poised alertly over the fans of Old Maid's hands, sharing a bottle of Coca-Cola. Looking at the funnies, she loved having them with her, and she hoped, dear God, that this hotel caretaking job Al had gotten for Jack would be the beginning of good times again.
Coca-Cola. Classic.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25, and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats, and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Let's stop there. Being a soldier, it's exciting. You already know that. What you want to know is, what's in it for me? I wanted to learn leadership skills from the experts.
I wanted to get paid to earn qualifications.
I wanted more confidence. And outlook. I'm on the radio.
That's what was in it for me.
Get skills, get qualified, get confident. Army. Recruiting now. Search Army Jobs.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, steelworkers and government officials are working to avert the permanent shutdown of British Steel's plant in Scunthorpe. They need to secure raw materials to keep the site's blast furnaces burning. An emergency law was passed on Saturday to give the government control of the plant. Political commentator John Rentle says it is a sector with a turbulent history.
It's been nationalised and denationalised so many times.
It is a story of Britain's industrial decline. And, you know, in many respects, we've just accepted that. But steel, we still sort of hanker for those days when Britain was a manufacturing powerhouse. But it isn't anymore. And it's interesting that there's still some political mileage to be made from pretending that we are.
A report found the response by police forces to last summer's riots was entirely appropriate. The Home Affairs Committee said there was no evidence of so-called two-tier policing in officers' handling of the violence. President Zelensky has urged Donald Trump to visit Ukraine, saying it's imperative that he witnesses the devastation caused by Russia's invasion. The remarks come after a Russian strike on the Ukrainian city of Sumy, killing 34 people. President Donald Trump has called the attack horrible, but says he was told that Russia made a mistake without clarifying what he meant. Bin workers in Birmingham are to vote on a partial deal later aimed at resolving their long-running pay dispute. Residents say Unite's indefinite strike has created a city-wide rat infestation and public health emergency. And Rory McIlroy has won the Masters golf title for the first time. The Northern Irishman is only the sixth player to win a career Grand Slam of all four major tournaments.
I want to say hello to my mum and dad. They're back home in Northern Ireland. And I can't wait to see them next week. I just can't wait to celebrate this with them.
He won a playoff against Justin Rose after they both finished the final round in Augusta tied on 11 under par.